بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we continue our studies of السيرة النبوية, the great biography of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And we have seen several events that had occurred in his life صلى الله عليه وسلم after his birth, and while he was young, and while he was a boy, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and from the important affairs that we have seen while he was a youth, is that he was protected from evil, and he was protected from shirk, and he was protected from all indecency and foul and bad creeds and beliefs, and he was protected from the foul and bad manners, even whenever he was a child. And likewise, although he faced many difficulties and hardships whenever he was young, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah preserved him and kept him safe and gave him refuge. And this is what Allah, He has referred to in His book, in Surah Al-Duha, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Did He not find you as an orphan and He gave you refuge? So even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was an orphan, and everyone who took care of him from his relatives, they all died while he was young, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, time after time. But still Allah gave him refuge and protected him and had decreed the best decree for him and the best affairs for him to grow up. And likewise, Allah sent an angel to him whenever he was small to cleanse and purify his heart, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to protect him from the whispers of a shaitan. And we seen that he never touched an idol, and that he never ate from the food that was slaughtered in the name of other than Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he disliked the way of his people, and he did not approve of the worship of idols, and never did he worship an idol, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was not upon their foul way, and the likes like this, and he was different from his people, and he did not follow the way of his people, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even in the fact and the way that they considered themselves to be better than the rest of the Arabs, because they hit his people from the tribe of Quraysh. They took care of the Kaaba, and they were in charge of Mecca and the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. And whenever they would make Hajj, they would not stand on Arafah like the rest of the pilgrims, rather they would stay in Muzdalifah, because Arafah is outside of the area of the Haram, of the sacred land, and they claimed that they were the people of Allah, and so they would perform their rituals inside of the Haram, and they would not leave outside of the sacred land. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he opposed them in that, and he stood on Arafat with the rest of the people, and this is from the success of Allah for his Prophet, even before he was a messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he performed those rites accordingly, according to the legislation and the deen, and the way that is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. One more affair that we want to discuss about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or about his affairs before he was a prophet, and that is that he used to be a shepherd. What does being a shepherd mean? Taking care of animals, taking care of sheep and goats like this. He used to be a shepherd, meaning that he would take care of the ghanam. كان راعي راعي الغنم. نعم الغنم. الغنم is the sheep and the cattle, like the sheep and the goats. He used to take care of them, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he did this for a living, and he made money in this manner. And he used to take care of the sheep for the people of Mecca, and they would pay him some wealth in this manner like this. He earned his wealth in this way. But also, what has been mentioned from this is that all of the prophets that Allah has sent, all of them, they used to be shepherds. And they used to take care of the sheep and watch the sheep and take them out in their herds and in the pasture for them to eat and to gather them and to keep them safe and bring them in. And it's been mentioned that the wisdom behind that is because this is a training for the prophet to learn how to deal with the people. And this is a means of cultivating and raising the Prophet on being able to deal with hardship and deal with different situations, because whenever one has to take the sheep into the fields, you will find that they all don't go to the same place. You have this sheep goes there and that sheep goes there, but the sheep herder and the shepherd, he has to watch them all, because also at the same time, what else is in the field? The wolves. So there's also wolves trying to get the sheep. If one sheep runs away, maybe the wolf is going to get him, and then he goes to fix to help this sheep. Then the other one's going to go away, and then this one goes over here, and this one goes over here, and they don't all go together, and you always have to keep them together and keep them from running away. And then this one, you have to keep this one safe from the sheep, from the wolf. The wolf is coming for this one. He ran away by himself. And then now he has to go get this one, and the wolf is coming from this one. And it's very difficult. And sometimes the sheep don't always do what they're supposed to do. So this was a cultivation and training, but at the same time, the sheep, they're weak animals. And they need somebody to take care of them and to keep them safe. And somebody to look after them and to herd them and to keep them together. And the one that flees away and runs away from the flock from the herd, it becomes in danger. And so he would have to chase them and be the shepherd over them and the guardian over them in this manner. And this is training to deal with the people whenever he will call them. Because some people, they don't want to go straight. And some people, they don't want to follow the path. And some people, they leave and go by themselves. And some people, shaitan is about to get them like the wolf. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would strive to save them and to unite them and to keep them safe and to protect them and to guard them. So this is something that all of the prophets, they were upon before prophethood. Like this, it has been narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu in Sahih Bukhari that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ma ba'ath Allahu nabiyyan illa ra'a al-ghanam." He said that no, Allah has never sent a prophet except for he took care of the sheep. Except for he was a sheep herder, taking care and guarding the sheep, a shepherd. فَقَالَ أَصْحَابُهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَأَنْتَ His companions, they said, and you also? So the prophet, he's telling them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah never sent a prophet except for he was a shepherd, taking care of the sheep. So his companions, radiallahu anhum, they said, and you too, meaning, and you too, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqala, na'am, yes, ha kuntu ar'aha ala qirata li ahli Makkah. I used to take care of the sheep for some money, qirariq, lil qirariq li ahli Makkah. Al-qirat is like a portion of a dirham or dinar, not even a whole one. So he would get some money for this, and he would take care of the sheep of the people of Mecca, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is a reason for him to learn how to be patient, and to learn how to deal with different situations, and to learn how to have special care for those who are weak. And the likes like this. And it is known that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was very kind, especially to those who were weak, and especially to those who were poor. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially to those who were in hardship, he gave great concern to all of the people, especially the weak ones. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is another affair that he was upon before prophethood. Salawatullahi وَسَلَامُهُ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ عَلَيْهِ The last point we have mentioned on the timeline is whenever he was 12 years old, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we've seen what happened then whenever he made a trip with Abu Talib into Shem, and he was sent back and he did not make it. Now, the events that we have mentioned in this class so far and previously, these are our events in between this time and the time that we mentioned now, is the age of 25. Whenever he reached the age of 25, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was already well known amongst his community and amongst his tribesmen and amongst the society where he lives in Mecca as Al-Amin. And he was known for being very honest and being very trustworthy. And he was known for being kind. And he was known for having very, very good manners. And he was known for these beautiful traits. And there was another person also at that time that was very, very noble and was from the best of the people as well in Mecca, and from the most noble and high ranking of the people in Mecca. And that person was Khadijatu bint Khuwaylid. She was very, very wealthy, and she had a lot of status and rank. And she was Qurashiyya, and she, radiallahu anha. And she had very much status and rank in her society. And many, many people were, or men were hoping for the opportunity to marry her. Because she was wealthy, and she had rank and status. She had lots of money, and she used to do business and she, with her money. And she would give her money to some men, different men, who would make a contract with her. And she would pay for them to do some jobs, and then she would give them some money for that. For example, she would pay for them to do some travels for her, huh? And with the travels of Quraysh, whenever they go to, huh, at Yemen, wa Hashem, and she would pay for it, and she would provide that person with the wealth and with the goods, and give him instructions, and then she would give a portion of the profit to that person, to the worker for her. So whenever she heard about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his manners and his honesty, she wanted him to go on a journey for her, on a business journey, to go to Sham, to do some trading and buying for her and the likes. So she asked him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he agreed. And he agreed when to go to Sham on with her money to do some business. And she sent along with him her ghulam, who was a servant that she had. His name was Maysara. His name was Maysara. So the Prophet is 25 of this at this time, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and him and Maysara, they're off on the journey. And they're going to Sham. And whenever they go there, Maysara, he is really observing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and how he deals with situations. And he is also watching over Khadija's money for her and making sure that everything goes correctly. And whenever he was traveling with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's seen so many amazing affairs about how kind he was and how nice he was and how well-mannered he was while they're traveling, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And likewise, he's seen how honest he was and truthful that he was, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it's been mentioned that there were other signs that occurred during this travel, and Allah knows best about their authenticity. So we summarize for this class. And whenever they're there, he made the transaction and he did everything properly and he came back. But all this time, Maysara, he sees how amazing the Prophet was, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how such a great person he was, and how it was so good to be around him, and how nice he was, and how kind he was, with the manners that were very, very good. And also, he was very truthful, and there was much blessing in his business. Whenever he went, he came back with much more than expected, and he did such a good job. And he was honest, and he gave Khadija everything that she deserved, and he split it properly with her. And he was truthful in his business affairs, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And because of this, Khadija, she wanted to get married to him. She wanted to get married to him. So then she is asking about marrying the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So whenever this came, whenever he heard about this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he went with his uncles. It mentioned that he went with Abu Talib and also Hamza. And they went to the uncle of Khadija, and they first he got advice from his uncles about marrying her, and they all agreed and that she was a good woman. And in reality, she's the best woman, radiallahu anha, from the best of all of the women ever, radiallahu anha. And they agreed that he should marry her. And they went to her uncle and they sought permission and they were married. And this was his first wife, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Khadija bint Khuwaylid al-Qurashiyya. And she had all of his children, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except for one. And the first child that they had together was Al-Qasim. Al-Qasim. And he died while he was young, before prophethood. Before the Prophet became a prophet, before he became a prophet and messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Qasim died. But this was how he got his kunya, Abu Al-Qasim, from his first son with Khadija. After that, they had another child. This time, it was a girl, and her name is Zainab. And after that, they had Ruqayya. And after that, they had Kuthum, and then Fatima. And some scholars mentioned a different order, and they said Fatima, then Kuthum. And they differed about this, but the majority of the scholars mentioned that Zainab is the oldest of them. Now, in all of them, Zainab, Ruqayya, Kuthum, and Fatima, radiallahu anhunna, all of them, they were alive until prophethood, and all of them accepted Islam, and all of them made hijrah with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Medina, and also all of them died in his life, except for one of them, and that was Fatima, radiallahu anhunna ajma'in. She died after him by 6 months. So we see again, his first son died while he's alive. And then Zainab and Ruqayya and Kuthum, all of them, they died in his lifetime. And then he had another son likewise from Khadija, and his name is Abdullah. And he also died. He was born after prophethood, and he died also. Naam, and he had a nickname. He had two nicknames. Abdullah, he had two nicknames. Al-Tahir wa Al-Tayyib. They used to call Abdullah Al-Tahir wa Al-Tayyib. Al-Tahir, the pure one. And Al-Tayyib, the good one. Because he was from the Prophet's children that was born after prophethood. That was born after prophethood. But he died while he was very young as well. Naam, while he was very young as well. So again, we see that this life is a test and a trial, and that hardships, they occur to the people as a test and a trial. And the fact that somebody has a hardship or difficulties or calamities that occur to them does not mean that Allah doesn't love them. And just because somebody has lots of wealth or luxury, it doesn't mean that Allah loves them. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we look now, these events that occurred in his life, he was born as an orphan. His father died before he was born. He never met him. His mother died whenever he was 6. His next caretaker, his grandfather died when he was 8. And his next caretaker, his mother died when he was 6. And then his grandfather died whenever he's 8. Sah? And then also along with all of that, his son died. And he buried his son. And his three of his daughters in his lifetime, Zainab and Ruqayya and Kuthum, and then another son, Abdullah. 4 of his children, Sah, Qasim, and Abdullah. 2 boys, and Zainab and Ruqayya and Kuthum, 5 children that he buried, that they died before him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a very great hardship and difficulty. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected him and chosen him to be the best of the creation. And we learn from this, and that this life is trials, and this life is difficulty, and this life is hardship. But the one who is patient for the sake of Allah, he has a great reward. He has a great reward. Who can remind us of the names of the children of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Huh? His first child, his first child, Al-Qasim. And then the oldest daughter, Zainab. And then Ruqayya. And then Kuthum and Fatima. Naam. And then the last child also, Abdullah. Qasim, Abdullah, Ibrahim, Zainab, Ruqayya, Kuthum, Fatima. He also had another son. His name is Ibrahim as well, but this was not from Khadija. This was from Maria, القبطية نعم رضي الله عنها وكانت من سرية سريته نعم. So this is from his children. So while we're discussing the children of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'll also discuss the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in general. What is known as Ahlu al-Bayt. Ahlu Bayti Rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those who are relatives to him. So in general, there are two. The relatives are two types. The relatives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that were disbelievers, and their relatives that were Muslims. Naam, the relatives that were disbelievers, they're not from the household of the Prophet, and they're not considered from Ahlul Bayt. Naam, they're not considered from Ahl al-Bayt. Naam, or from Ali Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as for those relatives that believed in him and followed him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then these are from Ahlul Bayt. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah and many of the ulama, they mentioned that this is Banu Hashim, وبنو المطلب وأزواجه وذرياته صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم, the tribe of Hashim and the tribe of المطلب, and also his wives and his children صلى الله عليه وسلم. وموالي بني هاشم وبني مطلب والله أعلم. نعم, this is from the family of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. But what we want to learn now specifically is about his wives, radiyallahu anhunna jami'an. And Shaykhuna, Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, he has mentioned some beneficial words to memorize. And if you memorize these words, you can memorize the names of all of his wives, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So it's a sentence that consists of three words, but every single letter in the sentence, it stands for the first name or the first letter in one of the names of the Prophet's wives, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We understand this. What is that called in English? Acronym or something like this, I think. Acronym. Ahsant. Naam. Acronym. Acronym. Whenever you have letters that stand for, sometimes maybe the word has a meaning, but the meaning is not intended. But whether what is intended is that each letter stands for something else. Okay, so here we have the statement, حَجَزَ صَخْرٌ سَمْعَهُ. حَجَزَ. Ha, jim, zay. This is one word, حَجَزَ. حَجَزَ means to block something. حَجَزَ. صَخْرٌ. صَدْ خَا رَا. Sakhrun. Sakhrun is the name of a person. We learned a person who had this name in his lineage. Who was that? Sakhrun. Abdurrahman ibn Sakhr. Who was that? Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Naam, Abu Hurairah. Abdurrahman ibn Sakhr. Anyways, here we have Hajaza Sakhrun. Sam'ahu. Sin, mim, ayn, ha. Sam'ahu. حَجَزَ صَخْرٌ سَمْعَهُ. سَمْعَهُ meaning his hearing. So what does that mean? In the sentence, it means that صَخْر, he blocked his hearing, yani from listening to things that's not befitting. حَجَزَ صَخْرٌ سَمْعَهُ أي أَمَّا لَا يَلِيكُ. In any case, what we want to pay attention to, these words. حَجَزَ صَخْرٌ سَمْعَهُ. We start with the first word, حَجَزَ. We have a ha, a jim, and a zay. The ha stands for Hafsa bint Umar. Hafsa bint Umar, Ibn al-Khattabi, radiallahu anhuma. What does the ha stand for? Ijlisi. Hafsa bint Hafsa bint Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhuma. Taib al-Jim Juwayriya bint al-Harith. Juwayriya bint al-Harith. Az-Zay Zainabu bint Jahjin. And also Zainabu bint Khuzaima. There's two Zainabs. Zainabu bint Jahsh and Zainab bint Khuzaima. So then Hajaza, we finished it. Hajaza, Hafsa bint Umar, Juwayriya bint al-Harith, and Zainab bint Jahsh wa Zainab bint Khuzaima. Nam Hajaza. Fahamtum? Five Sahrun Sad Safiya bint Huyay. Safiya bint Huyay. Al-Kha. Khadija bint Khuwaylid. Khadija bint Khuwaylid. Arra. Ramlatu bint Abi Sufyan. Ramla bint Abi Sufyan. And she is known as Habiba. She is known as Habiba. Her kunya, Habiba. And this is what she's well known by. Radiallahu anha. Naam. So that's Sahrun. So Hajaza Sahrun. Ha, Hafsa, Jim, Juwayriya, Zay, Zainab wa Zainab, Sahrun, Sad, Safiya, Kha, Khadija, Ra, Ramla, Habiba, Taib, Sam'ahu, As-Sin, Sauda, Bintu Zam'a, Sauda, Bintu Zam'a, Wal-Mim, Maymuna, Bintu Al-Harith, Maymuna, بنت الحارث والعين عائشة بنت أبي بكر ها رضي الله عنهما نعم والهاء الهاء هند بنت أبي أمية and she is known as or she's known by her kunya Salama. 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 Debbie. Salama. Naam? So this is Hajaza Sahrun Sam'ahu. Who can repeat them? Al Ha? Hafsa bint? Bint Umar. Hafsa bint Umar in Khattab. Hafsa is the sister of? Who's Hafsa's brother? Abdullah ibn Umar. Abdullah ibn Umar. We have to make this connection here. This is Hafsa bint Umar. Ibn al-Khattab. The Khalifa. Amir al-Mu'mineen. Khalifa to Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu. The best of the people after Abu Bakr radiallahu anhuma. Naam. So, Hafsa bint Umar. Taib. Jim. Juwayriya. Bint al-Harith. Zay. There's two of them. Zaynab bint Jahsh. And... And Zainab bint Khuzaima. And Zainab bint Khuzaima. And Zainab bint Khuzaima. Taib Asad Safiya bint Huyay. Safiya bint Huyay. Taib al Kha Khadija bint Khuwaylid. Ra Ramla. And she Ramra bint Abi Sufyan. Habiba. Taib Sin Sauda bint Zam'a. Mim Maymuna bint Al-Harith. Al-Ain Aisha bint Abi Bakr. Al-Ha Hindun Hind bint Abi Umayyah. And she is Salama. Hajaza Sahran Sam'ahu. Who memorized the sentence? Let me hear it. Ahsanti. Who else? Hajaza Sahrun Sam'ahu. Ha Hafsa. Jim Juwayriya. Zay Zainab wa Zainab. Sad Safiya. Kha Khadija. Ra Habiba. Ramla. Sin Sauda. Mim Maymuna. Ain Aisha. Ha Salama. Hind. Salama. Naam? Barakallahu feekum. Wa jazakam Allahu khayra. somebody suggesting a competition. Do we have a competition? Should we have another competition? Or it's too early? We just had competition. How many names are there? How many letters are there? Hajim Zaytri, Sahara, 6, Sam'ahu, there's 10. 10 letters, sah? How many names? Okay, how many of them were with the Prophet whenever he died? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 9 of them. Where did the other two go? Where are the other two names? Khadija, she died, radiallahu anha, and also Zainab bint Khuzaymah. Also, Zainab bint Khuzaymah died before him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, from these 11 women, sahabiyat, bal ummahat al-mu'mineen, rather from the mothers of the believers, radiallahu anhunna, two of them died before the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is Khadija bint Khuwaylid and Zainab, bint Khuzaymah, and Zainab bint Khuzaymah. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 letters and 11 names. Taib, we have a competition. We have a $10 prize for who can memorize the sentence here. Hajaza sahrun sam'ahu. And give the sharh of all of the names. With any property. Hamza, Afwan, Hafsa bint Umar. Juwaydiya bint Al-Harith. Zainab bint Jahsh. Zainab bint Khuzaymah. Safiya bint Huyay. Khadija bint Khuwaylid. Ramla bint Abi Sufyan. And she is Habiba. And Sin Safiya. That Sauda, Sin, Safiya is a Saad. Afwan, Sin, Sauda bint Zama'a. Wa Mim, Maymuna bint Al-Harith. Wa Ayn, Aisha bint Abi Bakr. Al-Ha, Hind bint Abi Umayya. And she is Salama. The two that are known by their kunya, you have to know their kunya. If you know the kunya of, for example, also, we should add the kunya of Aisha. She is known as Abdullah. Why is she known as Abdullah? Did she have a son named Abdullah? Nope. Her sister did. Her sister had a son named Abdullah. What was her sister's name? We took it, her hadith, in Asma, Mumtaz, Asma bint Abi Bakr. Just read her hadith somewhere. What class was that? Asma bint Abi Bakr. Radiallahu anhu. An Umdat al Ahkam? No? Yeah? Which hadith was it? Allah al Mustaan. Oh, it was in Al Adab. Aywa, it was in Al Adab. Sorry. It wasn't in Umdat. No, it was in Al Adab al Mufrad. Sahih. Asma bint Abi Bakr. Naam. She had a son named Abdullah. What was his name? Abdullah ibn Zubair. Abdullah ibn Zubair. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha, she mentioned to the Prophet, all of your wives have kunya, but I don't have kunya. He said, okay, why don't you take the kunya from your son? And it's not really her son, but she said, take care of him so much. And he was always with her. Abdullah ibn Zubair. Zubair who? Ibn al-Hawam, radiyallahu ahsanta, mashallah, Allah mubarak, Zubair ibn Hawam. He married the daughter of Abu Bakr, and they had Abdullah ibn Zubair. And these are from our Salaf al-Salih, our pious predecessors, those who we want to be like. We want to follow them. We want to be upon their way. We want to be from them. And they are al-ladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim min al-nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada'i والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.